The next part of davening that we're up to, we're actually towards the end of pre-Psukah deZimra, is going to be Kaddish, after you've recited Birchas HaShachar and Karbonos and all those things. So the next thing is Kaddish. Now, obviously, we don't recite Kaddish by ourselves. This is something that is recited with the Tzibur. But I think it is worth taking some time to discuss what is going on during Kaddish, why Kaddish is being said, and then next time to discuss what Kaddish is doing in davening. Meaning, everything we're going to discuss today is just understanding Kaddish on its own. What we'll discuss next time is what Kaddish is doing exactly in our davening and its role over there. So let's begin with what Kaddish is about. We're going to give about three explanations, three and a half explanations to what the purpose of Kaddish is, and we're going to give a general overview of what we are saying when we hear Kaddish in shul, which again is pretty straightforward, but there are some things that need to be discussed as to exactly what's being said during davening. Kaddish is one of the oldest praises we have of Hashem. It is extremely ancient. The Targum Yerushalmi, at the end of Bereishis in Perek Mem Tes, says that Yaakov Avinu established the recitation of Kaddish, and it is repeated again in Braises and Gemaras and Chazal, but it goes back to a most ancient source. In the eyes of Chazal, the saying of Kaddish and the reciting of the phrase Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'Olam is extremely important. I'll give you three Gemaras that you have in front of you. The first is a Gemara in Brachos and Daf and Zayin. The Gemara says, Ha'ona Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, one who answers Kaddish, Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba, you are promised to be a Ben Olam Haba. It sounds, certainly it's worth it. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yutes says, Kol Ona Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, B'kol Kochu, if you honor with all of your Koach, we'll discuss what that means in a moment. Korin lo gzardino, all terrible gzeros edicts are ripped up against you. Rav Schwab says that it means it gives you another chance to do tshuva. And the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Tes says, Miyom shecharav beis hamikdash b'chol yom v'yom meruba klaloso mishal chavero. Every single day since the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the curses are worse and worse. Ve'ala alma amai ka mekayim. But if that's the case, what does the world continue to stand on? A kedusha de sidra ve'yehei shmei rabba de gadata. The answering of Kaddish is what sustains the world. And therefore, we need to understand what exactly is so great about Kaddish, and what are we saying, and what are we, what should we be thinking during davening. Now, the simple reason why Kaddish is so special is because it praises Hashem, and it contains statements about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch. We praise in our davening as well. But during Kaddish, we make a bakasha. It's not just a praise during Kaddish. We're making a request that the name of Hashem should grow great, and there should be greater kvod shemayim in the world. It shows that our personal desire is for kvod Hashem. That is clear just by reading the simple translation of Kaddish. That's what we're asking for, an establishment and an expansion of Hashem's glory in the world. Now, Rashi, on the above comments of Kol Omer, whoever says Hei Shmei Rabba, they'll tear up all the terrible gzeros against you. So Rashi says that it means that answering Kol Kocha, what does it mean with all of your strength? It means B'kol Kavanaso, with your full concentration. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says it means that you answer loudly. That's why you'll hear sometimes in shul people answering Kaddish loudly, powerfully. It's based on that comment and that Gemara with Tosfos. Now, the two explanations really stem from the same place. If a person is ill, l'mashal, a person is sick, and someone comes to wish him a refuah shleima, the patient will answer, Amen, right? You say, Amen, I should have a refuah shleima. He'll answer out loud, and he'll answer with kavana, right? If you truly believe something in your heart of hearts, you'll answer in a way that is out loud and forceful, and also with concentration. Therefore, a person who answers Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba is answering in a way that shows that he sincerely desires the growth of Kvod Shemayim, greater Kiddush Hashem in the world. And such a person will answer Kol Kocha with strength and Kol Kavanaso with his total concentration. Okay, now why? Why should we be requesting the godless, the greatness of Hashem? Why should we be requesting more holiness in the world? What does that have to do with us? So the Mefarshim explain that certainly Hashem's name is holy and exalted, and it's doing just fine even without you. However, it is the will of Hashem, it is the Ratzon Hashem, that all of mankind be aware of him and his Kedusha. We said in Rosh Hashanah davening, we said, V'chein tein pachtecha al kol ma'asecha, ve'imascha al kol ma'ashabarasa. Right? Hashem should extend his awe. He should extend his understanding over the entire world. Meaning that Hashem should conduct himself in this world in a revealed fashion where the Rishayim, those who are evil, are lowered and the Tzaddikim are raised up so that people and creations all over the world will recognize the Malchus, the kingship, and the glory of Hashem. And this is the meaning of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah. That Hashem's name, Hashem's glory, Hashem's kavod, the God awareness of the world should become gadol and kadosh. That's what we're saying. That's what's being said during Kaddish when we answer the chasm. Let's discuss the beginning expression. The Tur writes in Arachaim and Siman Nun Vav that the expression yiskadal v'yiskadash is based on a pasuk, which we'll look at in a second. And it's the description of the war of Gog u'Magog, Milchamas Gog u'Magog, at the end of days, where the name of Hashem will be made great. Right? The pasuk is in Yecheskel and Perek Lamed Ches. The pasuk says, V'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti v'nodati le'enei goyim, I will become great and holy and known in the eyes of the nations, Rabbim, v'yadu k'ani Hashem, they'll know that I am God. Now, I'm sure you've heard before, some chazanim say yiskadel v'yiskadesh, and some chazanim say Yiskadal v'yiskadash. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether those first two words are in Aramaic or in Hebrew. We know the rest of Kaddish is in Aramaic. We'll talk about that in a moment. But are the first two words in Aramaic? If they are in Aramaic, so then it could be that it should be with a tzeri, yiskadal v'yiskadash. If it's not in Aramaic, if it's in Hebrew, it could be with a patach, yiskadal v'yiskadash. But again, the diktuk is not for right now. But you should understand where that difference is coming from amongst the Chazanim. Now, the other nevuah about Gog u'Magog is in Zechariah Perek Yedad. And there it says, we all know the pasuk, V'haya l'Hashem l'melech, Hashem will be the king, al kol ha'aretz, over the whole land, over the whole land, b'yom hu Hashem echad v'shmo echad. There's some sort of connection between Hashem's being named great and Hashem's expansion of his knowledge throughout the world and this end of days. So let's look at a Gemara M'sachem Daf Nun. The Gemara is a bit esoteric, but for what we need, we can understand it sufficiently. The Gemara says, "V'haya Hashem l'melech kol aretz b'yom hu Hashem echad u'shmo echad." Right, and Hashem will be the king over the earth on that day, and Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. So the Gemara says, "Achad atu edna." Is it not, you know, lav echad? Is it not one nowadays? Is Hashem not echad now? What does it mean in the end of days? Hashem will be one. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Rav Acha Bar Chanina said, Lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Ha'olam hazeh al besoros tovos, Omer baruch hatov ha'metiv. In this world, when we hear good things, we say, baruch hatov ha'metiv, that Hashem brings goodness to the world. But on bad things, on besoros ros, on bad news, we say, baruch dayan ha'emes, that Hashem is the true judge. We have tzedek adim, we recognize that Hashem is in control of everything, even those things that are bad. Says the Gemara. But la'olam haba, in the future, kulo hatov ha'metiv. Everything will be hatov ha'metiv. Everything will be understood clearly to be good in our eyes. Ushmo echad. And that's what it means. That's the idea of ushmo echad. That there will be only one way of blessing Hashem for good things. And when it says that Hashem's name will be one, Ushmo Echad, my Echad, Atua Izna, Lav Shmo Echad. So what does it mean, one? Does it mean to say that His name is not one? So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Lo Kolam Hazeh Ha'olam Haba. Ha'olam Hazeh Nichtav B'Yudhei. He says, in this world, Hashem's name, the letters Yud and He are read Nikra Aleph Dalet, right? When we see the name Yud Hey Vav Hey, we read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. I think we all know that. We never enunciate Yud Hey Vav Hey. We enunciate Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Says the Gemara, Aval Olam Haba, in the future, Basad Lavo, when Mashiach comes, Kulo Echad Nikra B'Yud Hey V'Nechta B'Yud Hey. In Olam Haba, it will all be one. Meaning God's name will be read both with the letters Yud and Hey, and written with the letters Yud and Hey. We are essentially davening for a high level of Gilui Hashem, of oneness of Hashem, of knowing Hashem's intimacy, of knowing what is behind Hashem, of Hashem's glory being revealed. This is what we're davening for, what the Gemara is describing, where all of the aspects of Hashem's perfectness and all the aspects of what Hashem makes Hashem Hashem will be revealed and known and public throughout the entire world. Okay, the next understanding of Kaddish is that this is a bakasha having to do with the destruction of Amalek. There is a comment of Tosos in Brachos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara is talking about Kaddish. We'll get to that Gemara later on. And Tosos quotes the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri is Rav Simcha of Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi. Now, this comment of the Machzor Vitri is not in our versions of the Machzor Vitri. It's only brought in Tosos here. What does he say? Yeheshme Rabba Shazu Tfila Shana Mispalin. This tefila that we say, Yeheshme Rabba Varach Elam Amaya, is a tefillah, shiyamalei shmo, that Hashem's name should be full and complete. Dechsiv, as it says, kiyad al kes ka. By the first time Amalek attacks us, the Torah says that Amalek's hand, their yad, is grabbing on to the chair of Hashem, the case, the kisei of ka, yudhe. Shelo ye shmo shalem, v'kiso shalem, ad shiyim chazar shalom Amalek. That Hashem's throne, His glory, and His name will not be complete until Amalek is wiped out. Uperusho kach. This is what it means. Yehei shmei. Shmei is spelled shin mem yud hei. The shame ka. The name of yud hei, the shame yud hei, should be rabba, should be made great. Kolomar, shanu mispalim, that we are davening. Shei shmo gadol v'shalem. Hashem's name should be great and full and completed, umavarach and blessed, li'olam, forever, havei tefila acheres kolomar umavarach li'olam haba, that in the future Hashem's name will be complete and Hashem's glory will be revealed to the entire world. Okay, that's the opinion of the Machzor Vitri. Tosos questions this, because the words Shmei Rabba seem to mean that the shame Hashem should be great and complete. But the Gemara says that the meaning of Kaddish is Yeshmo Hagadol Mavarach, that Hashem's name should grow great. Not that the name Hashem should be complete, but the name of Hashem should grow great. Nevertheless, the Torah cites the understanding that this is a tefillah for the end of days when Amalek, when Hashem's name will be completed and there will be complete, you know, unification of Hashem's name. So the Mefarshim understand that the explanation of Tosfos, that the great name of Hashem should be blessed, is pshat. Meaning when you say Yehei Shmei Rab Mavrach Elam Amaya, the simple kavanah you should have is that Hashem's great name should be blessed. That Hashem's name, Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem in the world should be enhanced. However, they also see the explanation of the Machzor Vitri as, you know, another level of interpretation having to do with Amalek and Hashem's completeness of His name as well. I want to show you a fascinating source in the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim lived in the same time in Tzvas as Rosh Hashanah Alkabas, the author of the Chadodi, and the Arizal, and Rabbi Yosef Karo. So listen to what he writes in the Sefer Charedim. He says, Umatsasi b'tikunei Zohar, found in the writings of the Zohar, k'shehashatz omer Kaddish, when the Shliach Tzibor says Kaddish, omrim hatzibor, the Tzibor should say, vayomer kiyad al kes ka milchama Hashem v'amalek, that Hashem's fighting against Amalek, v'acha kach onem amen yeshmer rabba. Wow, so we see, says the Sefer Charedim, that there was this idea to invoke the message of Hashem's name being incomplete as long as Amalek is still in this world. V'cheinu idu zakenim, the elders have testified, she'a minag zeh b'Castilia, this was the minag in Castile, in Spain, b'zman ha'rabban ma'gadolim, in the days of the Rabbi Yitzhak Abuhav, the Riyah Abuhav, and Rabbi Yitzhak Delian, and this is the minag in many places as well. So again, even within the recitation of Kaddish, there was this understanding that we are asking not just that Hashem's name should be glorified throughout the world, but there should be a perfection in the world when Amalek is wiped out, and there's greater Kiddush Hashem. Okay. The last explanation that we want to bring is the idea of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem's and Kaddish. So let's learn a beautiful Gemara in Brachos and Daf Gimel. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, Pam. One time I was traveling, v'nechdasti l'churba echas mi'churvis Yerushalayim. I went into one of the ruins of the ruins of Jerusalem. L'spalal, because I needed to daven. It's hard to understand that when we have such a rebuilt Yerushalayim nowadays. But there was a time when Yerushalayim was filled with ruins. And Ba Eliyahu Zachor Latov, and Eliyahu Navi came. There's a discussion why he's called Zachor Latov, but it's not for right now. V'shamar li'a Pesach, and he waited for me by the entrance of where I was davening until I was done. Now, the Gemara goes on to discuss a number of things that Eliyahu Navi taught Rabbi Yossi, but the one we care about continues. V'amar li b'ni, and Eliyahu Navi said to me, my son, ma kol shamata b'chor v'zu, did you hear a sound while you were davening in that desolate, destroyed area? V'amarti lo shamati baskol. You're right, I actually did hear a voice. Shin minahemes kiyona, that was moaning like a dove. V'omeres, and the voice said, oy lebanim shebavano seham hacharavti es besi. Woe is to the children, that because of their sins, I destroyed my house. V'sarafti es hechali, and I burnt my courtyards, my arenas. V'higalisim lebena umos, and I sent them to exile amongst the nations. And that's what he heard. V'amarli, and said Eliyahu Navi to Rabbi Yossi, Chayecha v'chay roshecha, I swear, lo shazu bilvado meraskach. It's not just right now that you hear that sound. Elo b'chol yom v'yom, every day, shalosh pamim ameraskach. 3 times a day, a sound emanates from the heavens and says this. V'lo zu bilvado, not just that. Elo b'shosh yisrael nechnasim l'bete knesos l'bete midrashos. When the Jewish people go to shul in the Beis Medrash, V'onin, and they answer, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. When they answer Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Minanea Rosho. Hashem shakes his head in displeasure. V'omer Ashrei HaMelech, praise is the king. Shemekalsin Oso Beveso, who has this praise in his house. Malo La'av, what is with the father? Shehigla Es Banav, who sent his children into exile, v'oy lahem lebanim, and woe is to the children, shegalu me'al shulchan aviyam, who have been sent away from the table of their father. We see from the Gemara that there is a connection between Kaddish and reminding Hashem, so to speak, of the Chor Beis HaMikdash. It invokes almost a sense of regret, kaviyachol, in the eyes of Hashem, over destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And the recitation of Kaddish is a reminder in the heavens about the pain of the Chorban. This is stated explicitly by the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, HaKadosh Hu Shevach HaGadol V'Noreh Shetiknu Anshei Knes HaGadola. The Kaddish is a great praise established by the Anshei Knes HaGadola. Achrei Chorban Bayis Rishon. It was instituted to be said after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. V'hi tefila al chilul shmo yisbarach b'chorban Beis HaMikdash. It is a tefila for the desecration of Hashem's name that stems from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chorban Eretz HaKodesh, and the desolation of our holy land. U'pizor Yisrael ba'ara kanfas aretz, and the scattering of the Jewish people through Galus. V'anu mispalim, and we pray, shiyisgadel v'yisgadesh shmo yisbarach, that Hashem's name should be great and grow. K'mo sh'amar ha'navi v'yisgalti v'yisgadashti. The Aruch HaShulchan views it as a tefillah over ending the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Tosfos HaRush on Brachos says that that's why we say, and we're going to, this is probably, if you ask most people, can you explain why this line is in Kaddish, why this word is there? You will most definitely stump them. I'm going to, just for a moment, pause before we get to the Aruch HaShulchan and show you what I mean. You can probably translate most of the words of Kaddish. Now, what we're going to call Kaddish, real Kaddish, and we'll discuss this more next time, real Kaddish goes from the beginning of Yisgadal v'Yisgadash until the Chasen says Damiran b'Alma and the Tibur says V'Yimru Amei. You can translate these words. Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Merabah, Hashem's name should be great. B'Alma Divrak, who say in this world which has his will. V'Yamlich Machusei, his kingship should reign. And then Nesach Sfar says, Yitzmach Barkanei, that's for another time. B'chayichon, in our world, B'yomeichon, in the next world, B'chayichon, B'Yisrael, in the world of all the Jewish people. B'agalov is Mankariv, now and for and soon as possible, right? And Yeheshmei Rav Rach Lilam Malaya, which is essentially just a translation of Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olilam Voed, if you'd never figured that out before. Heishmei Rabbi Mevarach is essentially Aramaic for Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa Li'olam Vo'ed. It's the same thing, just in Aramaic. And then it says, right, Hashem's name should be Yisparach, should be blessed, Vishtabach, praised, Vispar, and glorified, Vishramam, and raised up, Vishnaseh, and also another word for raised up, Vishadar, and made Hidar, and beautiful, Vishaleh, and again, be raised up again, Vishalal, Shemed Kedusha, his name should be, holy, is raised up. La'ela min kol birchasa, he is above all, bracha, shirasa, again, song, praise, tushpachasa, praise, V'nechamasa. What does nechama mean? Nechama means comforting. It's a very strange word. And if you think about what you're saying in Kaddish, and what you're answering Kaddish with the Chazan is saying, it should trouble you. What does that mean, that Hashem is above all nechama, all comfort? It doesn't fit with anything else in Kaddish. It is the strangest word in all of Kaddish. What does v'nechamasa mean? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, that's why we say tushpechasa v'nechamasa. Because we are davening that there should be nechama in Shemayim over the Chorban HaBayis. The Avudraham says the same thing. That's what we're saying. Tushpechasa, we're praising Hashem, all these praises, and then right before we end Kaddish, we say, or the Chazan says, and hopefully we're paying attention, we say, v'nechamasa, and on top of all of that, there should be a nechama for Hashem, for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two of what the word nechamasa is from the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Nunvav. The Aruch HaShulchan says that nechamasa is a synonym for nevuah. Why? Because what is nevuah? If you take most of Nevi'im, what is nevuah? It's nechama, it's comfort over galus, the impending galus, the destruction, whatever it is. Nevuah is nechama, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore, when we say nechamasa, it is a synonym for nevuah. What we're saying is as follows. This is a beautiful pshat from the Aruch HaShulchan. Listen to this. What we're saying is that Hashem is above, le'elah, Hashem is on top of any bracha, shira, shevach, and nevuah. That's what we're saying. Meaning, however you think, or however great you think Hashem is, based on the description of the Nevi'im, Hashem is above that. Even Nevuah doesn't give you a full picture of exactly what Hashem is about and how great Hashem is. So those are two explanations the word Nechamas is doing in Kaddish. That's the Perush. We've covered most of that. Let's get to some of the technical stuff, and then we will draw to an end. Why is Kaddish in Aramaic? This is a very, very good question. Hopefully we've thought about it in some form. But why is Kaddish in Aramaic? So Tosfos there in Brachos Naf Gimel asks this question. The first explanation Tosfos says is V'gam ma she'omrim ha'olam l'kachor mim Kaddish v'loshin Aramis. Why is it in Aramaic? L'fi she'tfila na v'shevach gadol hu. It is a beautiful tefillah. Al-kei niskan v'loshin targum. It is in the language of the targum in Aramaic. Shelo yavinu ha'malachim. So the angels will not understand it. V'yu miskanin banu. And they will be jealous of us. Okay? We want the tefillah just to be for us, and therefore we don't want it to be in Hebrew where the malachim can understand, and therefore we recite it in Aramaic. Okay? However, says Tosfos, v'ze'eino nira. I don't think it's correct. Sherei kama tefillos yafosh en b'loshen ivri. There's a lot of beautiful tefillos that are in Hebrew. I'm sure we all have specific tefillos that we like that are in Hebrew. So why is that any different? Alanira kadamina besof sota. It's really based on the Gemara in Sota, which we'll discuss next time, that the world stands on the recitation of Kaddish, right? So what would they do? Vayuregilin lomar Kaddish achar hadrasha. If you've ever been to a drasha, very often at the end of the speech, they'll say, Kaddish derabanan. And those men will get up who are saying Kaddish, and they'll say Kaddish after the speech. We'll talk about what that is next time, but it's very important. Visham hayu amei ratzos, and there the very simple people would come to the drasha. V'loyim avinim kulam lashon hakodesh, and they didn't know Hebrew. L'chein tiknu b'lashon targum. Therefore, they put it in Aramaic. Shu hakol avinim shezeya l'shonam, because Kaddish is so important that everyone should have to know how to say it and be able to say it and understand it. And therefore, because Kaddish is so important, they made it in the vernacular that everybody would understand. Okay, now, the second explanation is repeated by the Torah, and this is what's brought in the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Aruch HaShulchan says there's also hidden secrets as to why it's in Aramaic. Now, I don't know what those hidden secrets are, but I want to give two points to defend the first explanation of Tosos about the Malachim being jealous. The first is from the Maharal. The Maharal in the Nesach Yisrael, in Perek Chaf Beis, cites the first explanation of Tosos, that it's in Aramaic, and he explains that only the Jewish people can acquire Olam Haba. The Maharal is a drastic statement. Only Jewish people can have Olam Haba. There are others who disagree, but it's the opinion of the Maharal that only the Jewish people can have Olam Haba. And therefore, we can say, Le'olam ulmei almaya, because we will be there. We will be Le'olam ulmei almaya in that next world, because we can get to Olam Haba. However, Malachim will not be in Olam Haba. I don't know what you thought Olam Haba was going to be, says the Maharal. Or maybe you thought that Olam Haba was going to be you sitting there on a lounge chair with drinks while Malachim are like going back and forth as your servants. But says the Maharal, there are no Malachim in Olam Haba. It's only the Jewish people. And therefore, the Jewish people are on a higher level than the Malachim because we can talk and know about what Olam Haba is. And this would cause jealousy. And that's why we say it in the language the Malachim don't understand. Because it talks about Olam Haba. And the Malachim will never be there. And it's going to make them jealous. And then he says, V'davar ze'inyan amok. But this is a very deep matter. So we'll leave it there. I have nothing more to say to that comment of the Maharal. The Tur says that the kinna, the jealousy, really means that the reciting of Kaddish causes pain. Kaviyachot to Hashem. And if the Malachim understood what we were doing, they would be mekatreg us. Therefore, it's said in Aramaic. What does he mean? Right, what did we say? The Gemara Bracha said when we say Kaddish, it causes Hashem to shake in being so disturbed that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Malachim see a Kaddish Baruch Hu in such pain, Kaviyacha, whatever that means, and they say, who's doing this to our boss? And they're going to know what's going on, and they're going to be mekatreg us, they're going to prosecute us for causing pain in Shemayim. And therefore, we say it in Aramaic, so you shouldn't know what's going on. Let's look at just some last points about Kaddish, and then we will draw to a conclusion. To understand Kaddish in general, and we're not going to get into this discussion right now, you have to understand that the concept of La'asid Lavo in the future times of Mashiach refers to two different periods of Achras HaYamim. There's Yomos HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, and Olam Haba. Now, I'm going to explain this only according to some of the Baalei Machshava. There's other ways to understand Olam Haba, but according to many, the Yomos HaMashiach is the period of Malchus Hashem, where Hashem's glory will be found. And it's the last part of Olam Hazeh, where the Malchus, the kingship of Hashem, is revealed in all of its, you know, fantastic amazingness that we talk about when we talk about the days of Mashiach. After the end of this world, there will be a new reality, according to many commentaries, called Olam Haba, where this world will cease to exist and there will only be a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It is this understanding of the Maharal in the Nesach Yisrael that he explains that the first part of Kaddish refers to the godless of Hashem in this world during the days of Mashiach. And the second part of Kaddish, where we say Yehi Shmei Rabbah, refers to a Kaddish Baruch Hu alone, V'niskav Hashem Levado Bayom Ha'u. That's the second part of Kaddish. Okay. We'll just make one comment over here about Nesach Sfard. In Nesach Sfard, they also add the line where they say Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Le'olam Amaya Yisbarach, right? The Tzibur will say Yisbarach at the end of their Yehi Shmei Rabbah, joining it to Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So this is based on the comments of Rabbeinu Bachya in the beginning of Shmos and Perek Beis, where for Kabbalistic reasons, Le'olam Amaya Amaya represents the five most spiritual levels of the world, and Yisbarach is a level above that. We want to join them together. There shouldn't be any break between the worlds. But again, those who add the word Yisbarach to the end of Kaddish to Yehi Shmei Rabbah, it is all for Kabbalistic reasons, and we will leave that for right now. So for now, we'll stop.